Meanwhile, a group of tribes which hold bear's ears sacred traveled to Bluff, Utah last week to advocate for protection of the cultural landscape. Members of the All Pueblo Council of Governors, which represent 20 pueblos in New Mexico and Texas, met with land managers and tribal and environmental groups. The tribes are taking formal action to request a hold on federal oil and gas leases as they seek studies and tribal consultation on proposed development. They're also in support of legislation in Congress to restore protections to the monument. Keystone XL pipeline water permits are up for a hearing in Pierre, South Dakota, Thursday and Friday. The Water Management Board has set 5 days in October to hear testimony for and against TC Energy's application to use water in building the pipeline and for worker camps. Also applying for water use permits are landowners in Meade and Harding counties planning to host worker camps. The hearing starts with public comments and then moves to testimony from parties. The board will hear testimony only in person, not by phone or other electronic means. The other 3 days for the hearing are set for October 29th through the 31st, also in Pierre. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby was inaugurated Tuesday for a 9th consecutive term to lead the Oklahoma tribe. He renewed his commitment to serve the Chickasaw Nation, pointing to progress in economic development and the expansion of tribal services. Anitubby has worked for the tribe for more than 4 decades as Director of Health Services in the 1970s before being elected as Lieutenant Governor, then Governor. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
Last night in Las Vegas, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders felt chest pains and was taken to a hospital. After testing, he was found to have a blockage in one artery. 2 stents were successfully inserted. Sanders is reportedly in good spirits post-surgery, while his campaign has canceled his events until further notice. After the Democratic debate last month, where he experienced hoarseness, Sanders canceled a handful of events to rest his voice, and his campaign insisted he was not sick. If elected, Sanders would be the oldest U.S. president.
The elderly population in China have been committing suicide. This is in response to a local governmental initiative known as a burial reform. Launched in August of 2018 by the southeast province of Shaanxi, the burial reform was an attempt to reduce land use and spending by replacing burials with cremation. Once enforcement began, local officials dismantled tombs and confiscated coffins that were prepared and purchased by people for their own funerals. In some cases, bodies were being exhumed and cremated. Public outcry against officials did not stop the practice. Instead, it pushed the enforcement underground. In response to this, on March 18th, an 86-year-old woman in good health decided to commit suicide once she heard that coffins would be confiscated. Burial rituals hold an importance for many Chinese residents, and suicides were a way to ensure that their afterlife would be undisturbed by the recent governmental action to cremate the bodies. After many families faced attempted suicides, people began guarding burial sites that were being unearthed. For decades, authorities have tried to steer the public away from traditional burials with little success. Despite the criticism, Shaanxi Province is continuing burial reform. Residents who give up their coffins voluntarily will receive 2,000 yuan, or $280,000 in compensation. Zhu Zhendong, a historian and tutor at Xiamen University, writes, quote, "Chinese traditional culture is ancestor worship. Ancestors and their descendants form a community of mutual benefit," end quote.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Annie Mayer, Leslie McLam, Claire Rosciato, and Janae Boyer. The producer is Leslie McLam, and our engineer is Althea Billings. The director of Evening News is also Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Erin J. Bernard.
And I'm Leslie McLam. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 8 a.m., it's Voices from the Edge with host Joanne Hardesty. At 9, Press Watch discusses global climate change and fascism in America. At 9:30, it's Fight the Empire, connecting history with the latest world events. Then at 10, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 a.m., it's The Bike Show. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you would like to become a member, just go to kboo.fm and use our mobile app to click on Donate. Up next, it's News in Depth.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
And good evening. You are tuned into News from the Boo, the show here at KBOO where we talk about all the goings on from inside KBOO. Today we're going to be getting an update about our recent fall drive. We'll also be talking to Althea, our new news director here at KBOO, and we'll also be giving some updates about where we need your help here at KBOO with volunteer openings and meetings and all that good stuff. So first, we're going to be hearing from Radhika, our new membership director, and Mike Fatakalis, who also works in the membership department. And they talked to our program director, Erin Yankee, to get an update about what's going on with membership and how our recent fall membership drive did.
Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Radhika Raj. I'm your membership and underwriting director here at KBOO.
And I'm Mike. I am the data coordinator.
So, because Mike, you used to be the full membership department person, my arms are moving like it's a giant
right.
circle. And now there's been splits up. Can you like go into what specifically that means now? Because membership director now, Radhika, means something different than mm-hmm. it used to, and I think what our members are used to.
So my job is mostly focusing on relationships between companies we underwrite with and our members specifically. I do some data entry and maintenance on the site, and I do a lot of correspondence, but Mike helps a lot with coding and pulling data for specific things, such as thank you gifts or our monthly EFTs and credit cards. And so that's the main difference right now.
Yeah, and I'm also here to provide continuity because for members, one of the scariest things they can hear is new membership director at KBOO. So, you know, because I've been doing this for a little while, I'm also helping make sure that we don't drop balls and that there isn't like a huge learning curve. Radhika's awesome. No balls will be dropped, and we will continue on the gains that we've made over the past year or so.
Absolutely. Radhika is awesome. So I'm very excited. Because of the changing roles, I think that means that the vision of what the department is doing has been slightly updated. So can you maybe talk about like your vision of how you would like the membership department to be or changes you'd like to make for maybe the short term and the long term?
So my vision is essentially creating these strong relationships with these longtime donors and longtime underwriters that we have, fostering these relationships and, expanding. So welcoming new members, seeing what we can do to increase our listenership, to increase our monthly donors, and making sure that those relationships stay positive.
Yeah, I think there's there are a lot of things that we don't do because historically we didn't do them, and no one's ever stopped to ask the question of, like, why don't we do this? And there are a lot of things that we do because historically we did it, and no one ever stopped to ask the question of, like, why do we do this? So I think having more people and having people who are focused on relationships, having people who are focused on information streamlining the work of the department, having multiple sets of eyes allows us to take a look at, you know, what should we be doing? How can we better serve our members? How can we use fewer resources in doing so? And how can we be more efficient?
Is there an example of something that we either have or haven't done historically, or have you been able to look at that yet?
Well, we're not terribly consistent about how we communicate with our donors. Sometimes we've had a bunch of different practices for what we do after a membership drive, for instance, to say thank you to the people who contributed to a membership drive. And just in the last year or so of drives that I've been here for, we've had a bunch of different answers to the question of, like, what do we do after that drive? So, you know, we can be much more consistent. We have the capacity to actually reach out to all of our people who have donated during the last membership drive, the fall membership drive, and say thank you.
Yeah, and I think something different between this membership drive and past ones is because Mike, Michelle, and I have consistently been looking at the data coming in. Our data entry has been expedited. So right now we're sort of checking back on things that we would still need to be entering maybe in past drives.
And you bring up Michelle. Who is Michelle for the listeners and members who might not remember or ever have known?
So Michelle was an intern, and now they are a interim finance assistant. So Michelle works with the entire development team, and Michelle is a really talented graphic designer as well. So some of the art that is on our posters or our drives has come from Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, for a long time, was the only one in the membership department that was here, you know, doing the day-to-day work in the department as an intern. And Michelle stuck it out through that and is now still a valuable part of the team. You know, it's really exciting to see that we're actually using Michelle's talents for what they actually want to do, which is graphic design.
Awesome. Yay, Michelle. Do you want to give a brief summary of how the drive went, if there was any, I don't know, any exciting stories or things that members maybe would want to know about the drive, the fall 2019 drive that just passed?
Well, I'm not sure. Mike, do you have an interesting tidbit about this drive?
Yeah, it may be too soon, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just impressive that we were able to put the drive on at all. I mean, like, we have had very depleted volunteer capacity lately. I know as staff we're overworked and under-resourced as usual, but it was particularly acute heading into this drive. I think that, you know, Radhika started 3 weeks before the drive started or something like that. So a new membership director right before the start of a membership drive is, you know, extremely impressive. But I think that there were a lot of people who weren't sure if we were going to be able to put on a membership drive at all, given that we haven't had a volunteer coordinator full time for some time, given that, you know, our relationship with a lot of our volunteers has been strained over the past couple of months. And just given the uncertainty about, you know, what our status is, what our relationships are, I think that there was a lot of concern about, you know, should we be doing this? Are we, you know, setting ourselves up to fail here? And I think that, as they always do, the KBOO community, you know, stepped up. Everyone came together. Our donors called in to show their support. Our volunteers stepped up to come in and volunteer. And I think we were just able to put on a membership drive. And it was a pretty normal drive. I mean, it felt like most of our drives feel around here at the station. And so I thought that was just a huge victory And I think it showed that, you know, as we were putting on a membership drive and things were, you know, going as we expect them to, that you could feel that people started to be more confident that, like, we were actually going to be able to do this. And it felt like one of the reasons that, you know, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to do a membership drive is that normally we have a handful of people who absolutely work themselves to a ridiculous extent. And we weren't sure if those people would be participating or if they would have the capacity to help out in that respect. And so I thought it was really nice that it felt like more of a shared burden. It felt like we everyone chipped in and no one overworked themselves. So, I mean, excepting perhaps Radhika, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you.
No, I felt great about the drive. I'm really happy with how it turned out, and I'm happy to see all the volunteers who came together to make it happen.
And as it being your first drive, like, kind of, what's your now that you've experienced one, like, how does it feel? What do you think about it as a model, or...
I think it was a really interesting experience. I learned and experienced a lot of different roles within the drive. I was pitching at some points. I was supervising at others and answering the phones at other points. And all at the same time, still being a membership director, downloading those pledges, getting that data in. And I was really pleasantly surprised with the generosity of the KBOO community and how many people we actually got calling in to contribute. I think it really goes to show that our listenership really values what we stand for.
Well, thanks for sharing the information with the News from the Boo listeners and the general KBOO listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much to the KBOO community for the success that we had during the fall drive. It really means everything to us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on tonight as well.
Thank you.
So that was Mike Fataklis and Radhika, our membership director. And if you know why I just made those sounds, we've been having some interesting things happening at KBOO. So we have new employees coming in, and our latest membership director just came in right before the drive, which is why I said latest, because she was like so new. She came in right before the drive, and she really just came in and did an amazing job.
She was all over it.
I know. I was like, wow, like, I think the drive starts in like 2 weeks and you're just jumping in, and she just did a great job. So yay, membership department.
Shout out Radhika.
It is, I mean, for people who don't know, I should introduce what's going on right now. By the way, I'm Jenny Yokoyama here on News from the Boo, in case you're just tuning in, and I'm your public affairs director. I'm joined here in studio right now with Althea Billings, our latest and greatest news director, because I say latest because Althea is a very new person to KBOO as well.
Yep.
And so this is your first News from the Boo?
This is I've helped produce a couple of them, but this is the
first time we're interviewing.
You get to hear my dulcet tones.
And we're really glad that you have joined the KBOO community. And I'm just curious, as someone who also came in like right before the drive, basically, you came in like 6 weeks before the drive or something. What was that like for you to experience your first fall membership drive here at a radio station?
Well, it was like I learned how to do everything, and then they're like, okay, don't do it that way anymore. We don't do that at all. Now we're doing pitches. Now we're doing this. And throwing a whole bunch of new stuff at me. But I honestly, it was a great experience, and I really loved it. Like, constantly learning is kind of my jam. So,
right,
you know, to throw me a curveball once I think I've got it is not something that I mind so much.
Because the drive is like a really lively time in the station, right? It's
yeah.
just like things are happening all the time. The air room is this nonstop pushing of buttons, and there's just people and food. It's like sometimes the station can be really quiet for a radio station. It's kind
yeah.
of surprising.
Yeah.
And then the drive happens, and it's like, whoa, the whole community comes out. You see people that you only see during the drives,
right.
and you hear from people who just call in, and that's the only time they interact with the station. They're just like, oh, this is my favorite time. I get to talk to somebody and just say thanks for KBOO. It's a really interesting time. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Well, we can just talk about the drive all day, but let's talk about news. Let's talk about the newsroom and introduce Althea Billing to our KBOO community. So as we say, you've been here for how many weeks now?
I think it's like pretty much two months next week. I think Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Althea, you actually don't come from radio.
No, no. So my forays into journalism before this were all print-based.
Yeah.
So there was definitely a lot to pick up technically, but also, you know, from your approach to doing news, it's different for radio as well.
Are you finding that easy to transition over? Because I was part of the hiring committee and that hired Althea, and this was like a question of, well, this person has print experience. They do really great print news. We wondered how it was going to be for you to come into radio, but we saw that your writing style we thought would translate really well to radio, and you had really great answers about what you thought news radio should sound like. So I'm wondering, now that you've been here for a couple months, you know, what has it been like doing radio for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always had a particularly, I guess, utilitarian bend to journalism, which is sort of at the base of all of it, that it should be approachable for every person. You shouldn't be using, you know, $10 words to describe something that you could say simply. Like, it is a necessity for people. And so I think in that way it translated to radio somewhat readily.
Mm.
But I think what was the biggest transition for me was really interviewing, because in print interviewing and just talking to people, I can hem and haw and and, you know, spit out my words as clumsily as possible, as long as I get that person to understand what I'm saying and get them, you know, down the path of talking about what we want to talk about. But here, what I say matters, because I have to think about the listener experience, because I'm part of that now. So that's really been the biggest thing to learn, and all my nerves of interviewing that I used to have when I was younger have kind of came back up on me again, of like, that I want this person to understand, and I want it to sound good, and I want to sound articulate and not and ah, but
right.
I've gotten used to it more so, I think.
I think you've been doing a really great job. During the, going back to the membership drive, I'm just going to toot the great Althea, oh my God, so awesome horn, in that you did some beaver interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we've joked about it, you know, here on stuff, like, oh, beavers, and then, like, even when we finally aired the interview, it was like, oh, beavers, but then when I heard it, I was like, Althea, oh my gosh, I don't think I told you this face-to-face, so I'm just giving total compliments right now here in the air, and that you did a great job with those beaver interviews. It was the first time that I had heard Althea create a long-form piece, that it was an hour-long piece that you did, and you bedded in these stream sounds and these beaver sounds, and you did exactly what you just said about your philosophy to news. You presented something that is actually quite complicated. Like, we know we say beavers are cute, but it's actually a really complex ecosystem that they create. And you were able to do these interviews that could be very, very dense, but then you would constantly give these narratives of like, hey, everyone, here's what we just heard. Hey, here's what's coming up next. And you made it so digestible, and you made it sound really friendly, I think, with the stream beds and everything.
Good.
And I was just like, wow, for someone who 2 months ago had never radioed, that was awesome. That sounded just like so professional. I was like, oh, she knew. She knew she was destined for the radio before she was ever on it. That was so awesome. So I'm excited to hear more of the works that you create and how you mentor other people. It's been really awesome to watch you for the last couple months jump into that newsroom and learn radio while also helping teach other people radio and teaching people how to news. It's been like just awesome watching you. I'm just like, how do you do that? You got so much energy. I think we hired the right person.
It's a lot to take on. The beaver thing was so fun because, I mean, my inspiration from it was fully off of our brainstorming sessions of what do we want to talk about on this day, and beavers could be a part of talking about the climate. And I mean, that's another thing that I've really enjoyed in having the position that I do, is talking to really interesting people about all kinds of stuff, and one of them being beavers, one of them being a guy who goes into streams where beavers are at, and he installs things to trick the beavers, basically,
yeah,
so that they can coexist with humans. Like, that's
yeah,
that's very interesting to me, and it was fun to create something that's longer form like that.
And it's also fun, I think, because, you know, you do news, I do public affairs, the stuff, our work can get very heavy.
Yeah.
Very, very heavy, especially with, oh, the Trump-ness that's been happening in the news. And so it was really great to just watch you create something light, but show people that lightness doesn't necessarily mean levity.
Right.
You know, so I really appreciated that. So thank you, Althea. We we look forward to seeing more of what you do and shaping the newsroom and stuff. Okay, so, but the newsroom is not just Althea. It is a ton of people. You manage a lot of people. So, Althea, do you got any asks that you want to put out to our community?
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's people in our community who have been involved with our newsroom before and maybe haven't been back in a while. I always love to see people that I haven't met or people who are experienced in that kind of thing or not experienced. I think that really I have a belief that there is a journalist in all of us.
So true.
That, you know, everybody has a story that they want to tell, and journalism is one way that you can do it. So I would encourage people to come and get involved. Or, you know, if you're not into that, I also know that the KBOO community we all have our own personal networks of people that we know. So, I mean, news tips are always welcome. I've gotten to talk to some really interesting people off of news tips from the community. And, you know, extending our tendrils and talking to different people and getting different perspectives, I think is cool.
Awesome. And so if you're out there, you are a previous KBOO newsie, come on in. Or maybe you are future KBOO News and you're like, when is my time to come in? Your time is now. Why not? Yeah. Come learn the news. Like, you literally don't need any experience doing radio or doing journalism. All you need is curiosity and a desire to tell a story.
Right.
Right? So come into the newsroom. Okay, we just got a couple minutes, and I got a list of things, as always, for the news from the Boo, of just for our community of just news that's coming out of KBOO. So, coming up, if you are not a volunteer of KBOO but you want to become one, you can take a look at our calendar. We have an upcoming orientation in a couple weeks. Right now, we have a need for some volunteers already. If you are a programmer or who wants to do a folk show, we are looking for folk music programmers. Maybe you aren't a programmer yet and you're like, I've always wanted to do a music show and I love me some bluegrass, I love me some folk. Well, then give us a call or email our program director, Erin. You can reach her at program@kboo.org. So if you are, as we like to call them, the folk folks, if you want to become one of the folk folks, come on in. I know something that you need for the newsroom right now is we have a shortage of board ops. So
yeah,
if you want to learn how to board op the news, that is for you. So
it's
exhilarating,
I tell you.
It is. It is really one of the most fun things to do at KBOO. Doing the news as a board op is like this nonstop pushing buttons. Oh, my God. I love it.
It's a rush.
Yeah, it's a total rush. So if you are interested in that, you can email our volunteer coordinator, volunteer@kboo.org. We got to give some props to Lenita Duke. Yeah, Lenita. She won yet another award. She won a Kapow Award. And then she won another award that is the Women's something something. I'm sorry, Lenita.
International.
Yeah, it was the WRPN, Women's International Film Festival, and her piece for Revolutionary Friendship won a Sound Editing Award for Award of Exceptional Merit with Sound Editing, and her Faith Report won a Voiceover Talent Award. So go, Lenita, winning all the awards. Okay, in the, life is change at KBOO.
Yeah.
We have some people who have resigned recently from staff. We have a development director recently resigned. I recently resigned. I'm still going to be here for another few weeks, though. So, people, you know,
let's
hang
out.
Nice
to Jenna.
Let's go have coffee. But I'll still be around. I'm still going to be a programmer and stuff like that. And then our interim station manager, who's here for the last couple months, has decided it's time for her to move on as well. And we've also had a couple board members who are both named Ruben. So I don't know if this was like a coordinated Ruben step down, but that's what happened. So if, you know, we are now sans Rubens. Thank you very much to the Rubens and to Rachel, interim station manager, and to Allison, our development director, who is also resigning. And I'll give a little tiny thank you, I guess, to me. That's weird.
Yeah,
but I'm doing
thank
it
yourself.
For everybody who...
Jenna's the best.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Althea. So thank you to everybody who has been part of our KBOO community. And we know that you'll stay part of the community, or we hope you do. And don't be strangers. But that also means that we have some openings that will be put onto our employment. So if you are a development person, or maybe you're a public affairs person, or maybe you are a station manager, we will be having all those postings on our website at kboo.org. anchor.fm. And, you know, we just had our board election, but we have some openings on our board. So if you are a person with some skilled board experience, you know, and that's what interests you, go ahead, contact our board at board@kboo.org. I think that's all the stuff I got for News from the Boo for this week. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, everyone, this community station is for you. And I'm going to give one last plug the fall membership drive. Even though it's over, you can still become a member today. Just go to kboo.fm. All right, that's it. Have a good night, everybody.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Please join us.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Behind the Bullet film screening on Friday, October 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Multnomah Arts Center in Portland. The documentary film Behind the Bullet deepens awareness of untold stories from the U.S. gunfire epidemic. Director Heidi Heumann will be in attendance and answer questions after the film. There will then be a soul box procession into Multnomah Village. Again, that's Behind the Bullet film screening on Friday, October 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Multnomah Arts Center, 7688 Southwest Capitol Highway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.